Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to World Cafe. I am Kaleo. There is something striking about Tamino when you meet him. The Egyptian-born, Belgium-raised musician has a calm energy. He's got a measured performance and, quite frankly, a heavenly voice. Though he's been compared to Jeff Buckley, he identifies with Chris Cornell. He played in a punk band before switching sonic paths and embracing his voice and a more delicate sound that would suit it. And hailing from a musical family, see, his grandfather was a famous Egyptian singer and an actor, plus his parents played as well, Tamino continues that tradition. The deluxe edition of Amir, his debut album, comes out October 18th. We will talk to him about the record after we get into a beautiful performance of Indigo Night. It's Tamino on World Cafe.
Imagine the girls around town assemble, the traveler's son, they come asking where he came from, 'cause they've watched him washing his face near the pond. A curious boy, and they wonder where he came from. He says, I've seen the world's most beautiful places. Still I feel as if I'm a walking machine, watching it all through a screen. There ain't nothing in between to me. This might as well not be Rio. Up on a hill, it's an indigo night, there's a chill. The boy is confused, but he's still, as they gather around him. So many of them, they all sing about the pleasures of life, and he cries, why can't I sing along with some feeling or some meaning? It feels like I've always been blind. I don't know why you girls are so kind, for there are so many in line whose lives aren't as lost as mine. Just something about that night. Maybe the girls, they lit some light that made everything right. 'Cause he's never been.
Wow. You're listening to The World Cafe. That's Tamino, a performance of Indigo Night. It's from his debut album, Amir. You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. So I want a little bit of background for people who are unfamiliar. You grew up in Belgium, but your grandfather was a famous Egyptian musician. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood and how musical it was? Because I imagine it was you were surrounded by music as a youngster.
Yeah. I think it was mainly my mom, whose record collection I listened to. There was so many different kinds of music in there, like Arabic music, jazz, classical, and lots of pop as well, just like the Beatles and And then, of course, there were the tapes of my grandfather.
When did you start making the connection that your grandfather was a musician of significance and importance in Egypt?
I mean, they always told me, but I never really felt it up until I went to Egypt again when I was like 14. So we lived in Egypt when I was a kid, but I don't remember. It was I was too young. But when we went again, I still saw his DVDs and his CDs everywhere in every shop, and if we talked about him or we asked about him, like, people, they all knew him, and so that's where I really felt it. Growing up in Belgium, I mean, no one really knows him there, so it was just. But I did enjoy listening to his music from a very young age. Yeah.
When did you realize that your voice could do some pretty incredible things?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I don't think there really was a moment of realization. I just think that there was. I can very clearly remember the moment that I felt a need for writing songs.
You were in a punk band, and your preferred vocal styling was falsetto singing?
Yeah, as well. I mean, over there, it was just the same. I just looked at it the same way. Just at the time, I was just very angry all the time because I didn't really like school. And yeah, it's just a typical story of a teenager grabbing a guitar and and buying some distortion pedals and... it's that anger needed to go somewhere, you know. And but then when I grew a bit older, like around 16, 17, some other things were more important, like love and all of that.
Yeah, totally.
Or a longing for love. And just a natural evolution happened in my music as well. But I do want to say that I don't look at like loud bands as only an expression of anger, because I'm a really big fan of Soundgarden, for example, or some other metal bands. There's a Belgian band called Amin Ra, who I really like. And I don't think that it's not only expression of anger, it's also just raw passion and that they express through loud guitars as well. And but for me, it was just a natural evolution to... Yeah, to go towards the music that I'm playing now.
You're listening to World Cafe. Tamino is here. The debut album is Amir. Up next, a song called Tummy. Would you play it for us?
Yeah, of course. I'm no longer found. Bugs got on my army. Passed out in the yard. Spiders on my tummy. I'm no longer found. Sucks got on my pride. I'm no longer found. Passed out in the yard of angels. The same blood. I saw someone change the labels. I've seen it. I saw someone change the meaning. Once we were lost, like we are most, like we are most, we're in love. Can't you help it? Thinking of me, think you love me. It's like you must. Like you almost, like you almost have a lust for making something of me, something of me. Being so profound, these shoes got on my boogie, crawling in the yard. Acid went right for me. I'm no longer found. Love got on my down. I'm no longer found. Flying the sky, Cupid, hypocrite. I saw
saw someone change their habits. I've seen it, a sudden change of spirit. Once we were lost, like we almost, like we almost were in love. Can't you help it? Like you must, like you almost, like you almost have a lust for making something of me, something of me. Lust, like we almost, like we almost were in love. Well, it made something, something. Something of me.
Absolutely gorgeous. Tamino in performance here on World Cafe. His debut album is Amir. Whew. Spiders on your tummy, huh?
Yeah.
Passed out in a yard of angels. Wow, there's a lot to unpack in that song. Would you let us know a little bit of what that was about?
Well, I can tell you that I was a bit drunk when I wrote it.
Okay.
But by the way, the only song I wrote under influence. But it's not really a love song. Let me say that.
That's like, kind of what I got the feeling. Yeah.
It's more of a. I think it's just about not being able to run away from who you are, in a sense. Like in my case with music, maybe it's best to explain, like it always comes back to you. Mm-hmm. And it, even if you don't feel very worthy of it, it still comes back to you.
Tamino, it's absolutely been a pleasure. We would love to hear one more song before Great. You get going. Can you tell us a little bit about Habibi?
Sure. Yeah, it's the first song of the record. It's the first single I ever released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one question about the word, because I looked it up in the dictionary, but so is it slang for like boyfriend, girlfriend, or romantic love?
No, it means my dear.
My dear.
Yeah, okay. My loved one. Yeah. I mean, again, it's like a song you can interpret in so many ways, but I've had people say that it helped them through a mourning process. I've had people say it helped them through a breakup. It's for me, it's like an ode to longing, because I just moved to Amsterdam when I was 17. Mm-hmm. I finished high school, went to Amsterdam to study music. And then I was all alone in this way bigger city than I was used to. And I was kind of lost a bit. And that's where that song came from, I think. And
Well, we'd love for you to play it for us.
Great.
Awesome. Tamino is our guest. You're listening to World Cafe.
Something hurts in every night, brings desire from the deep, and with it comes a burning light to keep us from our sleep. And as a false star tries his best to make the white person glances of a new day have arrived. And though he's not alone, he fears to never love another and leave his heart forever. Her.
Simply stunning. It's Tamino on the World Cafe. The album is Amir. It is available now. And it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your songs with us. Please come back and see us again soon.
Thanks for having me, man.
That's Tamino. Thanks for listening to the World Cafe.